We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk to Tim Roy. Tim is brought to us by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity awaits at Porsche of Fremont. And remember, all Warrior guests sound better when you listen to them on JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy, now down in New Orleans after a chilly trip to Minnesota. I bet it's good to be just a few more ticks south there of the Mason-Dixon line. How you doing, Tim?
Well, good. We've traversed every just about almost every inch of the Mississippi on this trip. You know, we've gone all the way up to Minneapolis. Now we're at the Gulf of Mexico, so we've seen every bit of the Great River, and we'll finish it off with the Pelicans tomorrow night.
Does that make you Huckleberry Tim?
I think so. I think I should have a switch and something sticking out of my mouth that probably grows in the ground.
It has been a very interesting road trip. We've gotten a little bit of everything on this road trip, including a loss in Memphis that is still kind of a head scratcher based on just how discombobulated they looked throughout that entire game. But there's no reason to focus on one drop of negative in what is a 3-1 road trip. Could end up 4-1 with a win over the Pelicans tomorrow. What has really stood out to you in terms of what you've seen over the course of this road trip, not any from one particular game? What are you looking at over the course of the whole thing?
Well, just how it all fits in, you know, just that you know, they've done enough to win games. You know, they made a statement game against the Clippers where, you know, I think the Clippers were coming out thinking, okay, this is the game we're going to turn this around. This is where we're going to turn this streak back in our favor. And the Warriors never let them in that game. And then, you know, they did just enough to beat a good team in Utah, a team that was undermanned. Then Memphis came out after him. And so, to me, what this whole trip kind of shows, Damon, is just where they're at right now. They're really good. They can win a lot of games, but they still have upside. They still have room for improvement. And I think that's a very good sign that they can still get a lot better, you know, than what we've seen right now.
Yeah, you know, look at what might, you know, here's the list of things that you wish would get better. Maybe one of them was people would like to see Draymond get a little bit more offensively involved, and he certainly has on this road trip. He is 12 of 20 from downtown on this road trip. I've seen the story that Ron Adams has been saying, look, man, you're falling away from your shot. Step into it. You're leaving everything short, but you're falling backwards. A little film study looks like it's done Draymond pretty good.
It is, you know, and sometimes it takes a different voice. Sometimes it takes somebody else to look at your shot and say, you know what, that's not going to go in. I mean, the one thing that's always true is that short shots never go in. You know, one of the reasons why Curry is so successful, he shoots with such a high arcing shot that if it hits the front rim, it's going to bounce up a little bit usually. And so it gets it soft and it gives it a better chance to get through the rim. And with Draymond, his shots were on a line early. They were short. And I think he's got a little more air under the ball, and he's stepping into his shot, as you said, instead of falling away. And Coach Adams did a great job with that. And so, yeah, he's been a threat. And when he's knocking down threes, that makes them so much more potent an offensive team. I mean, last night is an example of why the NBA is trying to get rid of four games in five nights. You know, the first three quarters, they were kind of sleepwalking through that game. But Draymond was scoring. You know, Curry and Durant were not hitting shots, but Draymond hit enough shots to keep them in the game. So that they weren't down 20 to start the fourth quarter, they were down 10. And so it gave them a chance to come back. And that lineup is potent. The one with Iguodala, Livingston West, and Clay and Durant. It's like, you know, plus 23 per 100 possessions or something like that. It's just a really ridiculous lineup right now for them. And you know, the veterans got it done. The guys who for years have paid attention to details, and that's why, you know, Sean Livingston, Iguodala, and David West are having long careers because they put in the time, they notice the nuance, and they just make plays.
Tim, I was surprised to see Kevon Looney be thrust back into the starting lineup. By the way, the Warriors have never lost a game. Kevon Looney has started. That's a fact. You can look it up, everybody. But, you know, I really thought after the Memphis win.
You're so analytical. You're such an analytical guy.
Thank you.
You know, you're going to be doing pace. You're going to be doing effective field goal percentage. Ugh. It's so good to see. I'm like a proud father.
Thank you very much. It took a ton of research to look that up, by the way, hours. But I really thought maybe after a loss in Minnesota on a night where Iguodala rested, we would see the death lineup begin the game in Minnesota. And the way that it played out, I mean, it's official. Steve Kerr knows more about his team than I do, or really anybody does. I always think it's a little nuts to sacrifice your starting five to preserve the bench, but that's probably why they ended up winning in Minnesota.
Well, I think one of the things that he was looking at too, he's looking for that answer behind Pachulia. Who do I start the game with? Didn't work out so well for a very team down in Memphis. Got off to a bad start, snowballed. I don't think it was Andy's fault, but they weren't ready to play that game, and Memphis was. And Memphis was punched in the mouth, and they have to remember that. You know, when they're playing physical teams, that teams are going to come after them. And if they're not ready to meet that challenge, then the Knights are going to be like what they had in Memphis. But getting back to your point, I think Kevon Looney's a good fit with that group because he's just got he knows how to fill to the rim when other guys penetrate. He offensive rebounds, he can set some screens, and I think he's a good complement. And I think, you know, even though your statement is simplistic about when he starts, but he seems to get the role. He seems to be very comfortable. He should be. You know, he's out there with four great players. But some guys, you know, struggle a little bit with that role. And I think for Kevon, it feels kind of natural for him. So there's a good little synergy, good little rhythm going on there.
By simplistic, you mean highly analytical and deeply researched, correct?
But gets right to the point. It cuts through all the outside data, all the white noise, right to the crucible. To the crucible of the matter.
Thank you. Crucible, kids. Look it up. Tim Roy here on 95.7 The Game. Damian Jones, welcome
it's
to
not
the...
not just a word. It's not just a word. It's a great play.
It is. Damian Jones, welcome to the crucible of NBA life. Here one day, gone the next in terms of active. Now, on the court, I was a little bit surprised to see him come into the Memphis game, but he did. Then, in the Memphis game, he didn't record a statistic that wasn't a turnover or a personal foul in 9 minutes. However, I thought he had a good active body. He's hardly a plot-footed big man. It looks like he can get up and down. Looks like he's got good energy. And then I thought, how disappointing that on a night where Zaza's been made unavailable, he is also another healthy scratch again. What do you think Steve Kerr's reasoning is behind the way he's brought up, used, then not used, activated, then deactivated Damian Jones?
I think he's trying to keep the young man's confidence up. Remember, he didn't play summer league, didn't participate in training camp. He's just now getting back into live ball action. His grand total of professional minutes, Damian, are down at the D-League. So I think what he saw there was, okay, I don't want to throw him out there and keep having him, you know, wonder, you know, what am I doing out here? I think he wanted to give him a taste of some action, and I think he's going to give him that night off. I think when they get back, he'll go back to Santa Cruz, play a few games. He needs minutes. He needs minutes and time on the floor. And I think the D-League is going to be the perfect vehicle for him. You know, I think maybe where we see him impact the team, if he does this year, would be after the first of the year, after, you know, maybe the All-Star break, when he's got enough minutes and enough practice time in to where, you know, he's going to get out there and feel comfortable and know where to line up, know where all the spots are. So I think basically he was protecting. I think he was saying, you know what, we've got other bigs that can help me out for a game in Minnesota. So I think we're going to just, you know, give you the night off and let you observe a little bit more. So they have high hopes for him. He's very athletic. And as you point out, he's got a great body. And I think that, and he's a great guy. His teammates love him. So I think it's kind of the thing where, given time, you're going to see this kid blossom, but it's still very, very, very early for him.
As his shot falls flat for just a small handful of games, do you think Steve Kerr is looking at his schedule, wondering when he can buy a night of rest for Kevin Durant? That's a tough guy to healthy scratch. That's a real tough cat to healthy scratch, man.
Yeah, he and that guy 30 and number 11, 23. Those are all guys. Do I really want to take him out of the lineup? I think at some point they may do that, but I think right now I don't think they're very worried about slumps for any of those guys because the body of work, the years of excellence show that. Those guys don't stay in the slumps too often. But if it gets to the point where, you think it's being affected by fatigue, then by all means, give a night off. Because, again, as we've talked about from day one, this is big picture year. This is not about making sure we win a game on a Wednesday night in January. This is about trying to set this up so that this team is going well and reasonably healthy heading into the postseason and trying to win a championship.
Shrimp po' boy or roast beef po' boy?
Wow. My choice is always the oyster po' boy.
Correct answer.
I had to tell you, I'm here at the hotel, and I'm just starting a workout, and I had snuck into the spa-type room.
Yes.
So it's very mellow in here, although they got the mood music, the lighting's dim in here. It's really kind of weird.
Do you have a little aromatherapy right now? Is this the most relaxed you've ever been in an interview?
I bet you if I lit one of these candles up, it would be aromatherapy, but I'm not sure I'm supposed to do that. But yeah, I think you could. So.
Well, hey, we'll let you get back to your workout. Get a good rest tonight. Man, these broadcasters have quick turnarounds on these five gamers in six nights. So I hope you are at full throat and ready to go tomorrow. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you as always, Tim. Have a wonderful 24 hours in New Orleans.
I will endeavor to persevere, and I'll be ready tomorrow for the broadcast with coffee and beignet in hand.
Oh, he's ready. He knows. He's a crafty veteran. Thank you so much, Tim.
All right, David. Always fun.
Always good to talk to you, brother. The voice of your Golden State Warriors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.